And we're back. Thank you for sticking with me, guys. Appreciate you. We're still here at the coffee shop with Wendell and Gina.
Hi.
So we were talking about music media and the kind of portable music players we used to have. I used to have a slew of Walkmans. I had a... If I had kept all the Walkmans I had ever had, I'd probably have, like, two big old boxes full of them. Like, two big old, like, packing crates full of them, because I had a ton of them. A lot of them were Sony Walkmans. I had this one by Panasonic that was actually pretty nice. And then one by Iowa, A-I-W-A, which was okay. I think the best one I ever had. Not so much for, like, the looks of the actual case, but, like, for the sound and for durability was this one by... It was a Sony Walkman sports model, and it was bright yellow, which I didn't really like, but first of all, the lid clipped on it. Like, you close the lid, and then you pull this clip over it to hold the tape in place. I like that. And it had an equalizer on the front, and the equalizer levers were really, really tight, and I like that, so... But alas, I dropped that quite a bit, and it still played until the headphone jack got screwed up. To the point where, like, what would happen with all my... And this happened with probably half my Walkmans and an MP3 player, which I'll get to in a minute. But what would happen is you would have to twist the headphone plug inside the jack to get it to match up, so that it would come through both earphones, or else it would stop coming through one earbud, or it would get staticky, or you would just lose volume, or, you know, stuff like that. And once that happened to a point where you wouldn't have to, like, twist it around for 5 minutes to get the sweet spot, and then you'd sneeze and then you lose it, that's when it's time to move on. Yeah. And... Oh, and as far as, like, earphones are concerned, I've always done the earbuds. I've never been a fan of the over-the-ear, like, headphones. Like, the ones with, like, the felt covers. Because, A, the covers would rip and I would lose them, and you'd have to, you know, you would either have to just have the piece of metal on your ear scratching the hell out of your earlobes, or you would have to get a new pair. With earbuds, as long as you kept them clean of earwax, kept your ears clean, or kept them clean, because earwax happens, you know, they would work for a long time, especially if they're made by Sony. I'm sorry.
Two and a half years.
Yeah. I'm sorry to have to be a I'm sorry to be snotty about my products, but Sony makes incredible sound gear.
They do.
So, I have this pair of Sony earbuds that have lasted me well over a year, and they're still going strong. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
I will get you another pair.
No, I will get them. Aww. It's my birthday, though. Like, if it was just... Well, it'd still mean a lot if it was a random... But it was a birthday present.
I know. So, anyway, and I remember in college, they had these earphones that... I think they were called sports-style earphones. But basically, they would... It's almost like they would clip to your earlobe, and then the stem that connects the two earphones would go behind your head rather than over your head. And I really like them, but they never made earbud styles of those, and that really kind of bummed me out, actually. Or wait, they did, and but they weren't made by Sony, and they kind of sucked, but... anywho.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Okay, so back to the Walkmans. I had a bunch of those, and I would drop them, and they would break, or the heads would magnetize, or they would just simply crap out on me. I also had two or three Sony Discmans. The first one I had the second two I had were really good. They had skip protection, progressive sound. Well, it was skip protection. I don't think it was progressive sound.
Batteries didn't last long.
No, I used to use rechargeable batteries for those. But, yeah, they did burn through batteries pretty quick.
2-3 hours?
Oh, I think I got more than that. I don't know. But the second one I had, it was really good, and I dropped it, and it screwed up. I think that one, actually, I dropped it, and the thing just, like, exploded into, like, two or three pieces.
Oh, no.
So I got another one. It's a red Discman, and if I still have it, it should still work. But I got this. I got a label maker once, and I put Sucky Music Prohibited on that Discman. It was awesome. Then I got my first MP3 player, which was a Dell DJ, made by Dell Computer Company, obviously. It was a whole gigantic 15 gigs of music.
Wow.
But it was a really good player. It sounded awesome. It had an equalizer and very easy to use. But again, that damn headphone jack got screwy on it, and it stopped. I couldn't play it. I couldn't get that sweet spot. So went back to Dell, and they stopped making the DJ. I'm like, oh, it was a really good, solid product. That's so it must mean that nobody's going to buy it, and they're all going to buy iPods. So now I have to have another solution. Well, they had a Creative, the sound card company, made an MP3 player called Zen, and it sucked. I bought it, but it sucked. I mean, it was the first MP3 player I had that could play videos, and it sounded pretty good. It had an equalizer.
How many gigs did it have?
That one had 20 or 25.
Oh.
So, yeah. I was like, no. But I had one of those, and the screen busted. And they told me it was my fault, even though I said no. It just sort of happened one day. They're like, oh, you probably sat on it. I'm like,
that's not very nice.
Yeah, well, it's Dell, honey. So I bought another one, and almost out of the box, it just started to lock up on me, to the point that I'm like, fuck this shit. So, oh yeah, another thing Zen did, I used to use the Music Match sound service to buy music on MP3. If I had Music Match music on my Zen, it would play through a song, and then it would stall the music, and I would have to reload it.
Aww.
So that sucked. So after that, I bought my first Zune, and I know I've talked about Zune a lot on my audio booths because I love Zune. My first Zune player was an 80 gig Zune, Generation 2. That lasted me almost 6 years.
Wow.
Like, I was really, really sad when the headphone jack started to give on it. And I was like, oh, I don't want to give up my Zune. I don't want to give up my Zune. But then after that, it was like, oh, God, So I went on eBay. I found another Zune, 80 gigs. And just like the first Zune, it was really, really good. It was perfect for a year, and then my car got broken into, and it was stolen.
I was livid. Yeah.
I was beyond pissed off when that happened. But then I got a 120 gigabyte Zune, which, here's a piece of advice for everybody. Never buy a seller refurbished item, because seller refurbished equals crap. It wasn't.
That's not true.
Really?
Well, because my laptop, the one that I got with Cam and Laura, mm-hmm. that I got from the Ameribucks place, I got that in October 2009, and it lasted until,
Well, who refurbished?
I don't know.
Well,
the guys at the store, I think. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it could have been factory refurbished. I mean, always, if you're going to get refurbished, get factory refurbished.
Oh. I just know it lasts a really long time.
Because the one I'm using now is factory refurbished, and it works really good. Really, really well. And if it ever craps out on me, I don't know if I'm going to get another Zune, because they haven't made Zunes for a few years now, and might not be able to get another refurbished one. So
no,
I have a Samsung S5. That's my phone, and it takes SD cards. So I'd just get like a 128 gig SD card, and either use my phone, or they sell MP3 players where you can store the music on SD card rather than its own memory, its own hard drive. So, well, that's my time. Thanks for listening, everybody. And pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.